2WI. AC2WI, I'm going to do the net here. If nobody else is doing it, stand by until I get off D-Star. This is KC2WI, this is a Black River Valley service net. I'll dispense with a long preamble. Do we have any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. This is KC2WI net control for the Black River Valley service net. Do we have any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Over.
WV2RUQ.
Okay, I hear WV2RUQ. Go ahead, John.
All right, net control. WV2RUQ here in Hudson Valley. Currently about 65 degrees, nice and cool evening, and gorgeous day today out there. So that's about it. Just sitting here watching the Mets and enjoying a glass of wine. So back to you, WV2RUQ.
Yeah, it was a really, really nice day here. The low was 49 degrees at my house. I did last night shut not all the windows, but I shut the doors and I shut most of the windows. And so it was comfortable in the morning. I don't know what the temperature was inside, 60-something. It didn't really seem very cold. And later in the day, I basically opened up, and especially in the front, the sun shines here on the porch, and basically you can blow the warm air into the house, you know, which is a total switch from, you know, last week where you made sure you shut all the windows in the morning so no hot air came in. And it was sunny in the morning, and then I was just thinking, well, I'm going to go out, maybe actually go out, you know, not necessarily for a swim, but maybe. Water still, I'm sure, not too bad. And maybe take advantage of, get out in the sun a little bit. And it clouded over. I went over to the post office and rode the bike over there and rode around. And I put shorts on and a short sleeve shirt on. I came back and I said, no, you know what, I think I'm putting my sweatshirt back on. And then it warmed up a little more later. Cleared back off, and of course it's going to get pretty cool, and I'm not going to have to shut the windows and doors here. And I guess it's supposed to be really nice warm tomorrow, but then we're going back into some rain on Wednesday, which I hate to see. It's kind of a relief when you got to work for it being not so hot, but I still kind of hate to see it because, you know, pretty soon it's, you know, cold, too cold, and you got to shut the doors, shut the windows, and turn the heat on, and I like having the fresh air. Anyway, thanks for checking in. KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley service net. And we'll take calls from any station anywhere.
WA2U. KC2HBS. 2PEY.
Okay. All right, WA2U, KC2HBS, and K2PEY, and haven't heard you in a long time there, Joe. WA2U, go ahead.
WA2U, well, good evening to the assembled multitude. I'm trying to remember what the temperature is here. Everyone on frequency and those on Echolink and maybe those monitoring. So, right, very good, Pete. Well, thanks for picking up on that. Had a good day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Our walks sound like some of your projects during the day. Kathy and I went for a walk to go up the road here and see what the people were doing with their 30 by 40 foot steel structure they're putting up. So we watched them move the crane, move stuff around. Then we walked into our camp and I got some rope, and boy, it was like a walk-in cooler. I'll tell you, it was cool in there. But did a quick look, see around. I want to put a deck on there. Let me reset. And walk out of camp and stopped here by the house, and we walked around the, we walked down the road, ran into someone, and they pulled over the side of the road and asked us where we lived, and we chatted with them for about a half an hour. So our walks end up meeting people along the road, and yeah, that's a lot of fun, though. He walked up and visited with some people up on Barnhart Road. So I don't know, we only walked 4.5 miles, but it took half a day stopping and seeing everyone. I got back here and didn't do our workout in the gym, but we walked, and so we did our Roman chairs, which is a device you sit on and lean back. So we did that and watched a few shows. I'm going to go out and sit on the deck here and take in the air. And good to hear, Tim. K2DOG was looking for you earlier, Tim. I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes ago. So, so Pete, I'll turn it back over to you and see what else is going on. Had a nice weekend. And I think we checked in with Jeff last night. So, the repeater sounds quiet tonight. Maybe Murphy fixed it or something. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that was water in something. We have some kind of a little issue there, and it was because of the heavy rain, and it's dried out. So we have to keep paying attention to that. And, maybe we're going to have to do something. And there again, the problem is the guys and that is going up there. So I guess we'll talk about that at the next meeting, which, by the way, is next Tuesday. And I don't know. I'm just going to look stuff up. And actually, I looked at something quick, and I've been so busy and out of town that I haven't even thought about it. Looking at the forecast here, unfortunately, it's looking like, every year, the big get-together at Spring Point. And every year, I want to go up there and camp, and I've only done it once because the weather's been too bad. And by golly, it looks like a beautiful day Thursday, not too hot, but a beautiful day Thursday, 80% chance, 0.78 inches of rain, that's for here. But it's going to rain 0.78 inches here. It's probably going to rain 0.78 inches 50 miles from here. At least be the threat of it. Oh, well. We'll see what happens, I guess, John. It was a beautiful day here, at least today. KC2HBS, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KC2HBS. I should say portable 2. I gotta remember to say that. I've just hooked up FT991 and trying to get used to it. I was just up on the ATIP band talking to a bunch of buddies. One of them just down the road from here. Right now I'm located at the first road at Pasico Lake, New York. And trying to get used to the radio. There's so many things on this thing. My old 706 don't have it. When I was a kid, I had Hamlin. Guy sold me for $50. And both, receiver transmitter, and I brought it home on my little wagon. I wanted to be the amateur radio operator. But back then I couldn't hear, had a hard time with the cold, and I was just on the net, another net, talking about this stuff. It's a little bit cool up here. Down in Hoffmeister, Dollar Belt, they probably got snow by now. But up here, it's 56 degrees. And I don't know who to pass this on to, because I don't have any paper to lay anything on. But it's enjoyable. I got the wood stove going because it's going to be cold tonight, a little bit freezing. I hope we don't get a frost.
Okay, Tim, maybe if you're talking to somebody in Hoffmeister, that's probably Walt. I haven't seen Walt in a long time, but that might be, and I can't remember his call sign either there on Trench Road. He was, when we did a field day out at Morehouse Rec Center a few years back, Walt came out and did a lot of CW with Bill, K2LML, and told a lot of real interesting, you know, war stories. Pretty interesting guy. So that may be who you're talking about. I'm not sure. Is that who you were talking to on out that way on HF?
That'd be the guy. He was the guy that got me into all this mess. He's a very nice man. Very, very nice man. He got the 7
radio
there, yeah. That's where I was at.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, Matt. I have to remember to get on there. I haven't seen him in quite a while there, but he's certainly interesting. Oh, I got to turn off the D-Star here. This is a pretty interesting D-Star linking. I'm linking on the Reflector 001 Charlie, which is pretty much, I think it's probably the most active. A lot of people from the UK on it, but I just chatted with a couple guys. One was in Long Island, and I forgot the other guy was in Virginia, I think. Pretty interesting digital mode. Anyway, tell Walt I said hi. Probably he'll remember me, although I haven't been on that 7 and 9 yet in like forever. And with that, we'll break with Tim and go over to K2PEY. Go ahead.
Hey, this is K2PEY up at Racket Lake, where the temperature's 57 degrees. Very nice day today, and so things went pretty well. We'll be here for a couple days. Actinet Control, this is K2PEY, Racket Lake.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been up that way, it was only 1 year, maybe two. I snowmobiled across the lake. I've never been on it on a boat. So someday I want to bring a boat up there and explore it. But it's a huge, huge, huge lake. Very interesting. So good to hear you on the air, and I don't know if you're going to be around long enough to come out to the meeting, but we have the Boonville Club meeting is next Tuesday night. So if you're here, I'd love to see you. Thanks for checking in there. So K2PEY will clear with you. And this is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Over.
M2KKL, good evening.
Okay, Pauline, M2KKL, good evening. Haven't heard you on here in a while. What's up with you this evening? Go ahead.
Not too much. I had a busy day today and had an appointment, and then we went grocery shopping, and so do the usually stuff. And good evening, everybody. Hope y'all have a good evening. It's really nice out. We're down to 62 and 2KK all back. Jeanette.
I don't know what it is here. It's getting pretty chilly. The front door is open, the back door is open, the windows are open. I got a computer out on the porch, which I could probably leave out there. It's not going to rain. But I was working out. I didn't kind of really get out there working until later in the day, and then I said, well, maybe I don't want to do this because this time of the year, you know, you get right in the middle of something, it gets to be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, it's getting really cold. And, you know, in the summer it doesn't matter, but anyway, well, good to hear you, Pauline, and thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI. Did a little work this afternoon on the Northern New York Amateur Radio Association website, and put a posting out on the Facebook, promoting our Northern New York Amateur Radio, or Northern New York section, simulated emergency test. The plan is not real too detailed, but that's, you know, and that's okay. And instead of the usual sort of, we'll have a big HF net or something. The plan is to have every county initiate at least one message, formal message, and try and send it to every other county. And so we'll probably, I'm not going to say I'm going to have, but the idea is to schedule maybe 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on 75 meters, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on 40 meters phone. 10 o'clock people can check into the New York State, New York NBEMS training net with digital. And then use all available radio-only means to get the messages, you know, whether it's those, you know, those times. Sunday morning on the North Country Group there on 3958, New York State phone traffic and emergency net at 6 o'clock, your local VHF nets, and whether it's a net or just, you know, direct, whether it's voice or digital, and send those messages around. So it's it should work really good if people want to be involved with it. It might take a few days for the messages to get relayed, but that's part of the fun of it, and the ability of people to be able to participate even if they're not, you know, available just at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I'm sure there should be a lot of relaying going on. The guys that want to use APRS, let's have them demonstrate how good that works for actually sending the message. And I don't know. We need to have people just pick up and get involved with it, and it should be a lot of fun. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins or any comments. Over.
WA2, a quick comment.
WA2U.
Yeah, okay, for Tim, KC2HVS. Tim, I think I remember the first day you got the radio. The audio sounds fine now, so you've been adjusting, I think. If not, it still sounds fine. As they used to say, nail it. It sounds good there. In comparison, I guess the first day you had it, so. It's all that adjustment stuff, so thanks, Pete. I'll turn it back over to you, and we're at 51 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, and the temperature's dropping. 51. Good weather for sleeping. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. I don't know. I'm sure it's not that cold here yet, but I'm going to close the doors and some of the windows and keep the heat in. I don't mind if it gets a little cool tomorrow, because it might get a little warm tomorrow night, or tomorrow during the day. So a little cool down tonight in the house is all right. But I don't think it's a big deal, because the next day, you know, it looks like it's going to be not that warm. So, you know, it's not like you're accumulating heat in the house for very long. Tomorrow it's going to be pretty warm, I guess. Anyway, we have no idea what's really going to happen on the weekend. This stuff is, you know, threat of lots of rain and nothing happens. And so that's okay. If it rains, we'll still be at Kring Point. We got a pavilion. We'll just make do, and I probably won't put a tent up in the rain. I'll come back. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over.
Net Control, please check in November 8th, Alpha Alpha Charlie, John in Akron, Ohio.
Okay, NAAC, go ahead.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. This is NAAC, John in Akron. Just wanted to stop by and say good evening. Hope everybody's having a good night. Sounds like your weather is starting to change too. It sounds like it's getting even cooler up there than it is down here. We finally had a break from the hot and muggy weather. Thank God for that. We're enjoying some really nice weather the last couple of days. Much drier and quite a bit cooler. So it's finally good to have a break from the hot and muggy weather finally. Sounds like it's getting pretty nice up there too, where you guys are at. With that, I'll pass it back to the net control, and I'll catch you guys next time. And AAC clear.
Yeah, okay, John. Yeah, it was a real nice day today, and it's going to be a real nice day tomorrow, and then it's going to be a rainy, cool day. Boy, I just was trying to get on QRZ here and failed to connect. Must be a problem with the site. Then it looks like Thursday and Friday are going to be real nice days, and then it's going to rain like crazy on Saturday on the weekend, which is disappointing. Like I said, they've got the big get-together up there in east of Alex Bay. And we've had some beautiful weather up there, but we've also had, it seems like about 50% of the time, it's just not very nice. We have fun anyway, but it's not very nice. I think it was last year they moved it to John and Dolores, I don't know. They have a camp, cottage there. Actually, it's on the road that goes out to the park. And that worked out pretty good. It really didn't rain very hard. It was just a little drizzly. The year before that, I can't remember. Was that a nice year? And the year before that, it was it rained out, and they did it on Sunday. And then the year before that, it was pretty good. But it was real windy and cold. You never can rely on good weather, I guess. It seems like on that weekend. And unfortunately, the big thing here is the cream cheese festival in Lowellville on Saturday, and it looks like they're going to get, it's going to kind of be a rainy thing for that, although the heavy rain isn't until later in the day, so they might escape the worst of it, I don't know. It won't be fun for people, you know, cleaning up and taking down all their stuff. This is KC2WI, the Black River Valley Service Net. And we'll make this a last call for check-ins or comments. Over.
Fuel Alpha 2, Juliet Black Shot, Unit 1, detonation involved. Good evening.
Okay, I think with KA2JFU, you're pretty noisy into the machine. If you can kick up the power or something, that would be good. Try again. Yeah, okay, you're pretty scratchy. You're holding a repeater, but pretty scratchy. Give it a shot, and we'll see what happens. KC2WI. Yeah, I'm on LV. That's pretty readable.
Okay, 21 to the counter. It's down to 52 degrees here in the Rescue Falls. Nice day today, sunshine, blue sky, and a starry night. We're done back to you, so you can get out of here. KA2JFU, 73.
Yeah, I imagine it's clear here. I just haven't been out to look up. And like I said, I know it's getting cold because all the windows and everything are open. And I'm not cold yet, but I'm getting there. So I'm going to close everything up. All right, thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI. We'll give one more shot for check-ins or comments. Over.
KC2WI, KA3TFB, Bill, in Franklin Park Borough. Even a small fish in a large pond can get something to eat. Over.
Okay, KA3TFB, good evening. Thanks for checking in. Got in on the end of the net here. Give us some comments. Over.
Roger, roger. Hey, everyone have a good evening. That's my comment. Nice to hear from everybody. Every once in a while you get on the caboose end of things and you get stepped on. But that's all right. I can take it. Hey, wish everyone a good evening. KA3TFB, good evening.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in. Again, this is KC2WI. And we'll make one last call again for check-ins or comments. Okay, hearing none. This is KC2WI, now closing the Black River Valley service net. And returning the repeater to other amateur use, thanks everyone who checked in. We had a pretty good check-in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, counting myself. Pretty good turnout tonight. And 730, KC2WI.
KC2WI, KC2ACN.
KC2WI.
Who is the treasurer up there?
Hey, I'm trying to remember who is. I think Shelly Weaver is the treasurer. Should be listed on the website, but I don't remember. I think Shelly's the treasurer.
WAQ.
Yeah, John. Maybe you're asking about Boonville. That's Mystic Satterley, Boonville. I think you said up there is one thing. Oh, up there, that's Speculator. But Boonville, it's Dick, WD280X. Go ahead, John.
That's what I was going to tell Tim. I'm going to go out on the deck. Whiskey, Delta 2, A, Alpha, Delta, X-ray. WD280X. I just wanted to pop in. Go ahead, Tim. 730L, WATU, outside.
Yep, jeepers, I looked it up on the end and nothing matches. And the reason why I'm asking because I like to support repeater. And because I use it quite a bit. I used to use the 3-3, but I don't know. Let me see here. 146.055. Yep. I'm trying to get my stuff straight here. W2D. RDX. Yeah.
Website is BoonevilleARC.com, and Jeff, KD2AIT, takes care of that site. I haven't looked at it in a while, but I think the officers are there. Of course, the officers haven't changed in 10 years because there just aren't that many people. And I think there's been a couple switches, but I'm not sure in 10 years. Anyway, Dick runs in the blue moon, he's on here, but you can look him up on QRZ probably. He's right in Boonville.
What was your call sign again, please?
Whiskey Delta to Alpha Delta, sorry. WD280X, Whiskey Delta 2, Alpha Delta X-ray.
Yep, got it. Well, then it's a photo of the TV. Yeah, I use this thing all the time. And, I used to use a 3-3, and, but there's so many links and stuff, I don't know. Maybe I'm too old for that stuff. But, KC2WI, KC2APS.
Yeah, well, you can look them up on the website there. It's BoonevilleARC.com. I'm not sure if this is the right, yeah, it should be the right email address. TWCNY.com.
Yeah, I got copy. I went to the AAL site. I'm a member, and I looked at a lot of things, but I think I have something wrong at home. You know, there's a lot of viruses out there, and I don't know. Let me see, KC2WI, there we go.
KC2WI, no, my name is Pete, Papa Echo Tango Echo, actually Peter. John, WA2U, we had about three Johns again on the net tonight. But John, WA2U, and then Jeff. Father, and then John from Riskini. KC2WI.
Yeah, that might be the problem right there with the link. I don't know. I heard your call sign, and then I wrote it down. You wouldn't believe what I wrote it down on, but anyway, then I wrote the other one down, and your name is John, and the other guy is John. But, okay, that's okay. It might have been, the internet. I can see why.
Okay, yeah, I am more than a couple. I gotta write them down myself here. I was just scribbling. I was actually using the computer and typing it in on my notepad here. I'm going to have to remember that 7 and 9 yet and get on there and talk with those guys. Anyway, I got to get going here and close up the doors and windows and shut it up before it gets too cold in here. KC2WI.
Yeah, I'm right there. I heard you. I was one of the amateur radio operators when I was about 11 years old. That was 1954.
Oh.
And Walter Key, yeah, he's a good guy. W2DES. He's a good guy. I've been up to his shack a couple of times. Good guy. He knows a lot of stuff. He's busier than a one-armed paper hanger. I'll tell you that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sometimes I think the internet interferes with the HF, but and VHF and UHF, but because I record everything. And I heard, and because I have bad hearing, but okay, we gotta end this thing. Okay, we'll talk to you later. KCTH will be clear.
KC2HVS, KC2HVS, KE2DOG.
KC2HVS.
Timmy, do you remember that you're supposed to take me to Syracuse Wednesday?
You never said anything about that.
Told you the other day.
Wish they were there.
I don't know. It was a couple of days ago I told you I had to go to Syracuse.
Nope, you didn't tell me.
Well, are you going to be able to take me?
Repeat again.
Are you going to be able to take me?
Yes, now that I know about it.
All right, it's early in the morning, like 9:15, I think, in Syracuse.
Okay, I will do.
Alright, KE2DOG is clear.
KC2HVS will be clear.
Hi, good evening. This is KD2DXF. Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm doing a call-up on the KC2FBU repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2SGS, no traffic.
That acknowledges KC2MBU array and KC2HBS. Kevin, good evening to you both. This is Octon looking for any further stations.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, good evening, Peter. Thank you, sir, for your check-in. This is Zach. I'm looking for any further stations. This is Zach. I'm making a final call. Alright, nothing further heard. Thank you all who checked in, and thank you for the Boomfield Amateur Radio Club for your sitters here tonight. This is KD2DXF returning to net control. This is W2MO1 item.
W8KT. KC2AVDOG. KA2DOG here.
Yeah, KC2HBS. Okay. I'll call you when I get home. Goodbye. KC2HBS is clear.
That was strange. Okay. KA2DOG clear.
Straighten yourself out.
I'm fine, Tim. I just got confused.
On the amateur radio, use. KC2H will be clear. On the amateur radio use of this radio, straighten yourself out.
KA2DOG clear.